Hello.
Hello, Karen, how are you?
Yes, I'm speaking, Karen.
Yeah, Karen, this is Sheldon here. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
So yeah, you wanted me to call you. What happened?
Well, you told me to call you on,
yes.
We were going to connect on Friday, but I don't know what happened.
I did try calling you on Friday twice, but nothing really, you know, it was just going to voicemail, so I assumed you got busy.
No, I didn't get no call.
That's odd.
Yeah.
That's...
The only thing I received was...
I apologize
yeah.
for that situation.
The only thing I received was...
Yeah.
I only been getting your text.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, yeah. Last we talked, you said you will let me know when you were home, right? On text.
Yes. Yes. And then you said you were going to call me, and I never received the call.
Really?
Yeah.
I apologize. It must have either skipped my mind or... Not sure what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we had to talk about the form that you sent me, and
yes,
you know, get start the work. So,
mm-hmm.
The book title is going to be "How to Be a Survivor in General."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's going to be sort of a biography and with motivation towards life, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But do you have any breakdown for the book? Do you have any idea how long do you want this book to be?
I wrote it down, 200 pages.
200 pages. But for 200 pages, we're going to need a lot more information than this. Now I'm going to work with you piece by piece. But the first thing we need to do is define the breakdown of the book from your perspective, because there is no write-up. I'm going to need your help on this. On how do you want to break down the book? How many chapters do you want?
Let's try 10.
Okay, 10 chapters. But then how would you define those sections? Like what section of your life would be chapter 1? Like you said, tell me a little about your book idea. You said, I'm writing about myself. I'm a survivor in being a I'm like a survivor, being a cancer survivor. So this
yes.
is basically an introduction. So that's going to be the part of the introduction. We're going to elaborate a bit mm-hmm. on that, and then we'll move towards chapter 1. I had a hard life
okay.
growing up as a girl. Okay. So that means you have a lot to talk about from when you were young, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So let's break it down this way. The first introductory is going to be, I'm going to type this down while we're talking so I have a good idea of what we're doing, being a cancer survivor. And okay, first chapter, from which you know point in time do you want this to be? Like you, as a 9-year-old girl, I had to face with a very hard childhood. So from, let's say, initially from birth to your initial grades, 4 or 5, kindergarten, stuff like that.
Yeah, so did you receive my email?
From kindergarten to, I believe, 15.
You want that in one chapter?
Yeah.
Okay. Kindergarten to age of 15.
So,
You want it to be chapter 1?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be, okay, what comes after that? What's going to be chapter 2 then?
Then it could be from 16 to when I had my first son at 17.
At 17, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably college years, right? That's like grade 11, 12, right?
Yes.
Okay. To grade 10.
So if you can create them, that's great. If not, I gave you the
grade 11 to 12. But we're going to need, like, title. This is, like, the description. We're going to need titles, and I'll work with you for the titles as well, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Cool. So that's chapter 2. Okay, what's going to be chapter 3?
When I started having my my first surgery.
You started having your first surgery. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First surgery. What was it about?
They took out my gallbladder.
Gallbladder. Okay. And that's going to be a whole chapter as well. How old were you?
That chapter. 18.
18. So okay. So right after you finished your schooling.
Well, let's put it this way. I had a dropout.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't finish high school. I had to drop out because I had my first one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this happened like before your first one or after?
No, this was with my first child.
Okay. So chapter 2 is also going to talk about the birth of your child.
Yes.
Birth of the first child.
Now he's 29.
But if you want,
now he's 29?
Yeah.
Older than me.
Yeah. How time flies.
We have a lot to cover.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are at chapter 3. That's going to be the first surgery, the gallbladder surgery, and then comes chapter 4. What's that going to be about?
Let's see. I could say when I started getting, like my lifestyle started going like a roller coaster ride, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Because after the surgery, then I had a couple of other surgeries, and then I went to. Then I ended up going to college.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah.
So, okay, first surgery. And what followed?
Can you hold on a second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I can get you that for 4,500, but if you're willing to proceed right now, I can get you 10 for 4,000.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was getting another phone call.
No problem.
Like, if you proceed, let me explain.
So, we were talking about, so let's say the description of chapter 4 is going to be the what followed the first surgery, right? You can say that. To which point in your life? You need to define a time frame. So, because I'm going to be having phone sessions with you pretty much every week.
Yes.
We'll do one session.
No problem.
So
yes.
We'll define the, you know, we'll define one chapter. Okay.
Okay.
And by the way, you want this to be a self-help book, right? Yes.
Of myself.
So, yeah. So we need to do one thing as well. If this is my opinion, but that depends on you. So, like each part of your life gives you a certain experience, okay? And you found something positive in that bad experience as well. So there's going to be the bad part of what happened to you, and there should be like a part of what positive impact or what you did to overcome that. The self-help part, that would, we can't just have the entire history of, because that just becomes a biography, right? If you want this to be a self-help book, we're going to need some insights on what you did to overcome those problems, right?
Yes.
So how do you want this done? Do you want this to be like a story of yourself, then comes all the self-help part, or do you want this to be like chapter one, section one, this happened, section two, this is what I learned from it?
Like that, yes.
Okay.
That sounds better.
Good. So this is going to be one. I don't have to move stuff around. Okay. I'll just type here. Give me a second then. Let me break this down. This here, this goes here, and section one. So for chapter one, let's just talk about this chapter generally, then we'll talk about the section twos of each chapter, okay?
Okay.
Cool. So, because actually I was recently working on a book that is similar to what you were doing, but since your cancer's where it's different, it was someone's tough life, but we also give the same proposal, like it should be like this, an experience from your life and what you learned from it or what you gained from it in the second chapter, or like in the second section of the same chapter.
Okay.
So it gives a very good insight and keeps the reader very engaged to the book.
Uh-huh, that's true.
So, and now comes section two. Because as we are talking, I'm basically typing down everything so I can give something to the writers as well to work on. Okay, so what followed the first surgery to what point? This is a very good title since you said it was a roller coaster. Chapter four can be, titled The Roller Coaster.
That's good.
So, to what point?
Let's see.
You must be looking at your life like a map right now. Okay, this is here. This is
here. Yeah. Well, let me point. End to point. So, in other words, everything started in 1992 all the way to 2000 and, let's see, 2018?
That's the entire story, right? That's the story time frame, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me put that into the intro. Timeline is 1992-2018. So which years are you going to mention in chapter 4?
In chapter 4, I'm going to mention, let's see, this is the gallbladder, the carpal tunnel. So let's see, when I have this. You see, I have a notepad, so I wrote down the important stuff.
That's good.
So 2015, you could say.
Till 2015.
Hold on. Don't mind me. I'm just talking out loud.
Okay. No problem. I thought you were saying chapter 4 till 2015.
Okay, it's 2019, sorry.
Okay. 2019 it is.
Yes.
So this is the timeline, total timeline of 20, that's 20 and, or 27 years.
19, yeah.
Wow. So wait, this also includes your kindergarten years to grade 10. 1992 is probably a gallbladder surgery, correct?
The gallbladder was... Hold on. Let me look at my notes. No, 1999.
Okay, so this is 1999.
Yeah, my second son, let me see, my second son was in first grade.
Your second son was in first grade when this happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait, you said you were eight, huh? I'm kind of confused here, very honestly. You said your first surgery happened when you were 18.
1999.
Yeah, 1999, but how old were you at 1999?
Let me see. Let me calculate here. 23, 1975.
23 years ago.
Yeah.
So, how old were you? I don't know your age, so I can't actually answer get to the final answer.
47. I am.
You're 47, so that's 2 out 2, and then 3 out. So you were 24.
Yeah.
Okay. You had your first surgery at 24. So chapter 3 is going to cover the birth of your second son and your surgery, probably.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, because like otherwise just this won't make sense. Where like chapter 2 is going to be the birth of your first son, and then we just go to, you know, the second son won't get a chance to be there. Then. So second son, first surgery.
Yeah, because all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all together I have 4.
Okay.
So there's a dilemma in each child.
In that case, you know, what we usually say here is like, well, you get a backstory then. Each kid now has a backstory.
Yeah, you can say. I had to fight an obstacle and then resolve the situation.
Oh, you made it.
Yep.
And
thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So, we're still stuck on chapter 4, by the way. You said you want to talk, like, from the surgery. Let's say you want to talk from after surgery becomes 2000, right? Or we can say, like, from 1999 to which year of your life do you want to talk? In chapter 4.
That's going to be the last chapter, I believe.
That's going to be the last chapter?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
That's what I'm asking. In chapter 4, you said, for chapter 3, you said when you had your first surgery, then started an entire roller coaster ride. So you said you want 10 chapters, right? So it's not necessary to have 10 chapters. It's not necessary. Mm-hmm. You can just give a breakdown of what you want. So your life spiraled out after the first surgery, correct?
Yes.
So let's say, what was a major turning point? What was like the next major event in your life after that, after the first surgery?
Well, certain stuff I couldn't eat.
Stuff.
So I had to go into I had to go into a get away from all spicy, greasy food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my eating habits had to change. Everything had to be boiled and fried.
Ah, I see. That's what usually happens after that surgery.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, for each chapter, let's do this. Let's define a time frame in years, okay? Like from date to date.
Okay.
So you had chapter 3, 1999. That's done, okay? Chapter 4, from 1999 to which year do you want this?
Oh, okay. Hold on, 1999. Then in 2010, I had carpal tunnel surgery.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, from 1999 to 2010, it was not very eventful, correct? Or did a lot happen between it as well?
Yeah.
A lot happened between that as well. Hmm.
Okay.
So let's talk about that. What happened after you got your surgery? What was the, like, right after that surgery? What was the big event in your life?
With the carpal tunnel surgery?
No, the gallbladder surgery. After the gallbladder surgery, what was the big event in your life? Could be a positive, could be, it doesn't always have to be a negative. It could be a positive event as well.
Well, the positive thing was that, let's see, my lifestyle of eating was changing.
Okay, well, let's do this. What's the first surgery? Change in eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
And lifestyle. Then, when was your third son born?
When was my what?
Third son. Son, or, well, child, to be exact.
Oh, my third child was 2008.
Okay, 2008. So we can do this for chapter 4. We'll go up to 2008. Well, chapter 5 is going to be the birth of the third child. Was it eventful or?
Yeah.
Teach me because jokes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because when I had my daughter, everybody thought that I was going to have twins.
Oh.
Yeah, because she was 7 pounds, 9 ounces.
Oh, wow.
Mhm. Yeah. So when they did the baby shower, they thought I was going to have twins.
Oh.
Mhm.
You just had one big baby.
Oh yeah, a big girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's 2008.
Yep.
Okay.
And then 2009, I had my fourth one.
Oh, so birth of fourth child, that's going to be 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes your surgery, right?
Yeah.
And that is, which surgery was it again, sorry?
Huh?
Which surgery was it?
Oh, this one was, I had to have surgery of, the carpal tunnel.
What?
After my fourth child.
No.
What
else?
Hold on. No, hold on. The one after that. Hold on. What does it mean? No. Okay. After I had my son, 2009,
mm-hmm.
I needed to have carpal tunnel surgery. On my right hand. Oh, sorry. C-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
P-I-L.
Mm-hmm.
Tunnel.
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah, surgery. On my right hand.
On your right hand. So, C-A-R-P-A-L, that's the spelling, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so what was this about?
Well, if I didn't have the surgery, I could have been, like, dropping my baby on the floor. So it had to be done. I didn't have no movement.
Oh, so basically your nerve, I just Googled it, your nerve was being pinched between either your bone or your muscles, which was
causing you to
causes you to lose motor function.
Oh, yeah. And because I'm a righty, they had to do the surgery quickly.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I could have been dropping the baby on the floor.
Yeah, we can't have that. You definitely can't have that. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, chapter 6, we have birth of the fourth child and the carpal tunnel surgery. Then comes chapter 7. And did you have the surgery in like 2009 as well, or was it 2010?
2010.
2010.
2009 was my son being born.
2009 was the son being born. 2010 was the surgery. Okay, let's talk chapter 7. What came after that?
What chapter are we talking about now?
Chapter number 7.
Okay, so...
And then you say...
The carpal
you had thyroids removed due to cancer.
Yes. So that one was 2015.
2015. Yeah, sorry, not 2005. I was reading 2015, but I still said 2005 for some reason. My bad.
It's okay.
Yeah. 2015, I had my thyroids removed due to cancer. Okay. So, that's...
That was a scary sight.
Did you have,
nobody
like, chemotherapy
it.
As well? Do you, like...
No, radiation.
Radiation, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, this was probably a long part of... When did this start? The cancer?
Let's put it this way. It took, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do biopsy, and
mm-hmm.
they had to do sonograms and ultrasounds to double check.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they found a lump on my left side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it all happened in a year, from 2014 to 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and from then there is 2019, you had another major surgery, that was the hysterectomy, hysterectomy, I'm not sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And far, I'm on the clear. Thank God, no more.
That's good. So let's say chapter 7 is your operation. Like, it's the surgery you needed for cancer. And that's, it probably took you a lot of time to recover from that, right?
Almost like 4 months.
Took you 4 months. So let's
mm-hmm.
label chapter 8 as the recovery phase after cancer. Okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because that must have taken a lot.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't interact with my family for 1 week.
Wow.
So all of us had to be in separate rooms.
Because of the radiation?
And every time I got out of the room, I had to announce it, and then everybody had to go inside the rooms.
So, in a way, you did what most people did in COVID in 2015.
Yeah.
Wow. I had COVID, so I can somewhat understand how that works.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in a room for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It was a scary sight. Because it came out of nowhere. Because that's not even genetic in my family. So my whole family was surprised. Yeah, it was not genetic. Nobody in the family had it or nothing. It was only me.
Mm-hmm. One important thing I wanted to ask, does initial years of your life, does it just involve school or does it talk about family as well? And do you have problems only in school or?
I couldn't hear the last part. What you said?
Like initial chapters. Let's start chapter 1 and 2, okay?
Okay.
Especially chapter 1, since chapter 1 is like almost plus 10 years, right? Since it's from kindergarten to grade 10. So that also involves a lot about your family as well, right? Or is it just school?
Family too.
Okay. Growing up. Because this is basically my notes for myself to what am I supposed to ask you every time you have a call.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Family and school. Okay. Give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. We are at chapter 9, which is your hysterectomy procedure. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need to know how to pronounce that.
It's even hard for me to pronounce it. I had to Google it and everything. Yeah.
So you've had 4 surgeries in your life.
Mhm. I think so. Let me double check.
It's equal to the number of bones I've broken. So, but yeah.
Four so far.
Wow.
Yeah, and the fourth one, that surgery that I had, they had to take 4 organs out of me.
That's the uterus, the fallopian tubes, and the cervix.
Yep.
That's tough. That was probably a very long procedure.
That one, yes. I went home the following night, and I had to be in bed rest. Three to 4 months.
If they took out that much, they probably had to cut up a lot.
Yeah.
Because I remember my dad having a bypass surgery for his cardiac problems, and it took a long while for him to recover. Because since you're getting a bypass, you have to cut your entire chest open.
Yeah, but mine, the incision wasn't that that bad. It's almost the same length as, like if they're doing a C-section on a woman.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my dad was like, because it was so near his heart, they had to cut open his chest. So they had to, you know, it cut down the entire rib cage in half and pull it open. Then they did the entire surgery.
Yeah, that's what my uncle had.
Yeah, yeah. That's scary.
Yes, it is.
He's good now, so that worked out.
Thank God.
Yeah. So chapter 10, let's talk, like, most of the book at this point is very dark.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the birth of your kids.
That's only happiness.
Yeah. So in chapter 10, let's end it on a positive note. Let's talk about what you learned, or what, like, how should I say? What would you label chapter 10 as? Like, rather than section 2s, but I don't think section 2s would work with this much history. Because you can't specifically, you know, say what you learned in this case, kind of case. I don't think we can go with the section 1 and 2 strategy, given the amount of things that have happened. So let's say, combine everything. We have 9 chapters at this time. The 10th chapter can be that part of where you tell how to recover from all of that. So the person first knows the entire story, and then they get to know, okay, this is what has happened. And chapter 10 could be labeled as recovering, or
how I recovered,
or learning, something like that, you know.
Mhm. How I recovered and learned from that.
Yeah. How I recover and learn. And what learn from all of that. Okay. We can label this is just like I'm firing whatever the top comes on top of my head. So we can label this as the enlightenment.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because probably for you, after this many surgeries and that much, you probably felt pretty enlightened.
Yes, I did. Yep. I had a believe more in God, trust in God more, read more. So there's a lot of positive things that came after that.
Because you begin to appreciate life after that much.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay, so now we need some chapter titles, or should we work on that for you as we move?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, so I have a good idea. Let me give you a breakdown. We have introduction. That's going to be talking a bit about you being a cancer survivor and a bit about your history, okay?
Yes.
General, this is going to be a summary, okay? Then it's going to start from chapter 1. That's going to be your kindergarten to grade 10 and growing up with your family and your school life, right?
Let me ask you something. Can we disregard kindergarten to 10th grade?
Can we disregard kindergarten to 3rd grade? Yes, we can.
And just talk about... Yeah, just talk about maybe from little to...
From grade 3 to 10, right?
Huh?
That's what you want, right? From grade 3 to 10.
No, we're not. Let's not mention the grades. Just
let's just call it early years.
Exactly. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
No problem. So early years, growing up, family, and school. That is your chapter 1 description, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
chapter 2 is going to be the birth of your first child.
Yes.
Chapter 3 is the birth of the second child and the first surgery. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, when was your first child born? What year is that?
My first son?
Yeah.
1992.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And then it's chapter 3. It becomes such birth of second child. And the first surgery. Okay, that is 1993.
And then came my daughter.
Oh. Yeah, that's 2008, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But chapter 4 is going to be from 1999 to, like, just before, like, it comes before the birth of your third child. That's the roller coaster. What happened
yeah.
after the first
child? Oh, my God.
So that's the only
yeah.
But what you said, I assume it's going to be a big chapter.
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, it depends.
I have to rewind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fill out the info that you
can. One important thing that I want to ask. This is something very important. Because we have to elaborate a lot, and because the writers have to push to, because this is ghostwriting, and the writers can understand a lot of your situation, but there's a limit to how much they can elaborate. Do you want the writers to think up scenarios themselves in some cases to add to the story? Or do you want this to be 100% of you?
100% me.
100% of you. But, okay, in that case, you're going to have to keep this in mind. When it's 100% of you, it all depends on the amount of information you give us, okay? You may want this to be a 200-page book, but that's not necessarily possible. Because I do understand there's a lot of detail that goes into this. But, like, let me put it this way.
Yes.
We had a book we recently wrote, okay, which was about 60 years of a person's history, okay?
Wow.
Now, 60 years is a lot, okay?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but it...
That's over 500 pages.
Yeah. Now, that's what you think, right? That's what you think. But...
Mm-hmm.
When we ask for, it depends on the information and how much detail you can give us for us to elaborate. The book,
yeah.
we had to really scrape information from the person just to get to 80 pages. Because we we had no idea, just random fragments of information coming towards us, and it became very difficult for the writers to get the book, because again, 100% you means we have to talk to you a lot to get out more information, because we'll have to talk about the conversations that happened, like point to point details. You kind of get what
yeah,
I mean?
The good thing about it is the good thing about it, you ask away, because I have a good memory.
That's good. We're going to need that.
So, yes. So, whatever you need, and you got to call me, just have your paper and pen ready.
Great. And, well, we actually, everything, I forgot to say this before, I'm very sorry, but every call that we're going to have, okay, from today to onwards, every call we're going to have is going to be recorded, okay, because I'm going to give this call directly to the writer. I'm just going to tell them, okay, from this time to this time, we're talking about the book, so they'll listen to that entire part, and they'll start writing down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
It makes it a lot easier for them, because rather than me just typing it out, I might miss some information, something they might consider information, because I'm not a professional writer. I'm more of a manager. Those guys are professional writers.
And questions,
yeah.
You think when would all of this be done?
Well, that's tough to decide, I'm going to be very honest with you. It kind of depends on how much information we're getting for each chapter and how long do we have to make it. Probably this is going to take more than... This is going to take somewhat 3 months to 6 months, because this is purely written from scratch, right? That's probably the amount of time it can take. Because the thing is, we will first initially we'll start writing drafts. Now then, the first two or three drafts may not be according to your liking, because it takes a while for the writers to understand the perspective you want. Okay. One important thing, do you want this to be written in first-person perspective or third-person? But since you're talking about
I think
first-person makes a lot more sense.
And then I'm mentioning my family.
Yeah, first-person makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll write this in notes. First
and
person.
If there's any, let's put it this way: if it's more than 200 pages, I gotta pay more.
No, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. That's fine.
Okay.
Even if it does, it's not a big problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, even though I already made a payment before, that means I have to continue paying more, or that was only the one-shot deal?
You bought the complete package, right?
Yeah.
Because, wait, let me confirm something. Give me a
second.
Thank you. Okay. Please give me a second, and I'll just be back with you, okay?
No
problem.
Let me ask
some extra information.
Okay. Hi, Karen. So, well, I'm waiting for a response from my finance. So, because I don't have an idea of what the payment terms were, so I don't know. Because I'm looking at my receipt,
mm-hmm.
and it says here that basic writing bundle,
mm-hmm.
it was 500, and then it was a discount from 251, so I paid 249.
Okay, you paid 249. Okay. What's that source?
That was the basic writing bundle.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm still
again. I don't know if that's what it is.
I'm going to have to, again, I'm still going to wait for my finance's response because they probably have a better idea. I don't actually get finance information initially because if I can request it, but I still have to wait for the response. So it's...
Okay.
On that note, I'll call you back, but for now, let's finish what we were working on, and I'll give you a call back when I get the information, okay?
No problem.
Perfect. So first person perspectives of how the book is going to be written. We'll work on titles as we move on. And we have some basic information, but I think the information starts with as a 9-year-old girl. I think the book's going to start from there, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let me just paste this here for better context. Okay. So now we have an outline as well. So now we have an outline, and we already have. When would you be free for a call every week from?
This time it will be.
Would like to decide on a time. Okay. Each week I'm going to give you a call from now on. Okay. We can talk for between 30 minutes to 1 hour. We're going to discuss one chapter. Okay.
Okay.
Or a part of a chapter. Okay. I'm going to discuss that. Okay. Then the week following of the call, I'm going to give you a draft. Probably between 4 to 6 working days, we're going to come up with a draft for you, and we'll send it to you. Okay?
Okay.
Sometimes we get super swamped at the work. It may go over 6, but I'll keep you posted if there are delays. Okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Welcome. And for every chapter, you can send us any revision. It's all good. If you want to make your own edits as well, that's also possible. Okay?
Okay. No problem.
Yeah. Perfect. So when would you like to schedule the call?
You said every week, so
yeah,
the same time as today.
Same time as today. So let's...
So over here is
1:35. You are also on Eastern, right?
Yes.
So yeah, it's the same for us. Let's mark it as 1 o'clock. No, 12:30.
Yep. Okay.
Anytime between 12:30 to 1, I'll give you a call. I'll text you first to confirm you're free, and then I'll give you a call. Okay.
No problem.
And how about we do this every Tuesday? That sound good?
Isn't every Tuesday or every Monday?
No, I'll call you this week so we can, get started as well. We'll talk about the first chapter this week, and then we'll, continue. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait an entire week, then the week after that. It's just going to cause a lot of delays.
Okay.
If it's possible for you this week, fine. Otherwise, I can also, it's not a problem to do it next Monday as well. It's on you.
Okay, so we could do it. Because today is Monday, we could do it next Monday.
Cool. So I'm going to mark you in for the 25th. Okay?
Yep.
That's 25th, and it's going to be 12:30, right?
Yep.
Okay. 12:30. Got it. Okay. Then it's going to be recovering every week, repeat, weekly, Monday, every week. Okay, safe. So, yeah, now I have you and for every week, every Monday, we're going to have a caller this time. Okay?
Yes.
Perfect.
No problem.
So, Karen, if you have any questions at any time, you can always text me or you can give me a call on my personal number. Or if you can't reach me on my personal number, then give the office number I have listed a call, and they'll probably guide you to me. Okay?
No problem. Thank you for everything.
Welcome, Karen. Welcome. Have a good day, and I'll see you on Monday.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.